my mother, you know.
Fannie Lou's Children is a weekly podcast brought to you by me, Rainey Decatur, a Houston organizer. The name is a nod to my shero, Fannie Lou Hamer, a voting rights and civil rights activist born in Mississippi in 1917. I talk to people who work to exact change in their communities and who find solutions. Although she adopted two children, she couldn't have them naturally, and it is my opinion that we can all be Fannie Lou's children, black, brown, white, anyone who's interested in carrying the torch for justice and change. Welcome to the podcast. Thinking about why Fannie Lou did not have children naturally, I got to thinking about the fact that any woman that's born with a womb has the right to have children. Now, that doesn't mean that when women don't have children for whatever reasons, it doesn't mean that, it doesn't really make that relevant to this. But I believe that no one has a right to deny a woman the right to have children. So she was diagnosed with a small uterine tumor in 1961. She checked into the Sunflower City Hospital to have it removed. Without her knowledge or consent, and with no indication of medical necessity, the operating physician took the liberty of performing a complete hysterectomy. 3 years later, she spoke about it to an audience in Washington, D.C., telling them that she and many other black women had been victims of a Mississippi appendectomy. Now, that was a phrase that she coined, speaking of an unwanted, unrequested, and unwarranted hysterectomies given to poor and unsuspecting black women. 60% of the black women in Sunflower County, Mississippi, were subjected to postpartum sterilizations at that hospital without their permission. A number of physicians who examined those women after those procedures confirmed that the practice of sterilizing Southern black women through trickery or deceit was widespread. A push for sterilization laws began in 1907 when Indiana passed an involuntary sterilization law for certain individuals deemed unfit who were in state custody. A wave of similar laws followed in other states, but they weren't limited to those just in state custody. And soon, thousands of women of color became victims of these sterilizations. You can read all about it in this book, Killing the Black Body, Race, Reproduction, and the Meaning of Liberty by Dorothy Roberts. A lawsuit was filed by the Southern Poverty Law Center, which helped expose the extent of involuntary sterilizations. In 1967, the government admitted sterilizing 3,500 American Indian women without their permission. In North Carolina, 7,600 people between 1929 and 1974 were sterilized. 85% of those were women, 40% people of color. Now, this terrible injustice went on for 100 years. It's obvious that those in power, those in government, felt that they had a right or duty to engage in social engineering. This often meant that anyone who's not in power are violent, are irresponsible, and are childlike, and who can't make decisions for themselves. This also justifies any action the power structure deems necessary to handle them. But there are still those who say that there's no such thing as systemic racism. It's sad to think that Fannie Lou Hamer, a woman born with the right to have a child and who did not, simply because of a racist with a scalpel and a medical degree.